Hello, and welcome back to the Thursday Night Kiss Island podcast. I'm your host, Cordelia. Today, just from the recording, maybe you already know this is a little bit different setting. I'm actually recording this in my office and nobody is here. And I forgot my professional mic at home. So, well, I hope the sound quality is still okay. But today we're actually going to talk about a TV show, an autumn TV show from 2021. Called The Man from the Wada Family. Wadake no otokotachi. So about the show, The Man of the Wada Family was aired on TV Asahi Friday night slot from October 22nd to December 10th, 2021. The show actually is written by a very famous female screenwriter, Shizuoka Oishi, and also directed by Yoshihiro Fukakawa, and starting, this is a full cast, very good cast members for the show, Aiba Masaki from Alice, Kuranosuke Sasaki, and also Yasunori Danta, three of them. And this TV show revolves around the families, their drama, focusing on three generations of men in this household, all of them working in different types of the news medias. So there is some inspiration behind the show by the screenwriter Oishi. She shared in a behind-the-scenes video a long time ago that the idea for the show comes from the overwhelming news coverage of the COVID-19 news in 2020. You know, besides feeling really isolated like many other people, the screenwriter Oishi, she began to question the accuracy of the news medias, and she decided to. That's why she decided to create a family-oriented show that boasts, you know, criticizing the media and also to deliver a very heartwarming family stories. At the same time, the family that three generations, what was the media that they were working at and what their views on the same topic. So the writer brilliantly, like awesome, she did amazing job, personalized the three forms of media through the characters. For example, the newspaper is embodied by the grandfather, his generation, his name is Kang. And he is representing the old-fashioned values and the Showa era, like the newspaper is the key, is the kingdom, is the emperor of all the news medias. And the people who actually can work in the paper, like newspaper field, is they rank as the royal of the media world. So this is the grandfather. And we have Shohei, who is actually the son, not the son, the father, and he is the son of the producer. He is actually the producer of a news TV show, which is his embodies the Heisei-tan era that in Japan, with, you know, with his wisdom and touch of like very sensitive sense to touch on the sensitive news, especially the political news. Their job is to get a scoop and to release the news like on the first hand through the TV media. Because at the time, say Heisei was, you know, right after the Showa, around the early 1990s, and that was the time it boomed with the TV channel industry. And they were, you know, besides newspaper, they have the TV, and especially the news bangumi, like news TV shows. And the grandson, Yu, he represents the online news in the Leiva era. You know, he is actually being portrayed as a very kind, very modesty, deep, and have with this great good listening skills and with the positive energy. So that's why the thing is, like, he's introduced interviewing people, and the article that he wrote all the time is about food, about life, about where to spend your weekends and your family, those kind of things, but representing the lighthearted news that nowadays people like to read online. So three of them, three different generations, three different time era, and three different type of media. All those characters are male, right? This is how this female screenwriter, she's criticizing, underscoring that the media industry that in Japan is extremely typical male-dominated industry. Even though later on she bring up some other female roles who are also working in the industry, shows the difference between the male role and the female role and what the type of media they're working. It's really, you know, structured how she tells the story, and is really weakening the people in the audience to, when they watch it, is reflect on the society in Japan that we're currently in. Still, there is a clear cut between the female and male roles, and your career choice, and what article you're going to write, and what type of article you're going to write, and who's your audience. Brilliant, this is an amazing setting. So from the setting already attracts a lot of attention. There's like a huge cast there, but all of them, the time frame that they're representing and how see the three of them all come together and crash together, really bring a really good sense of great productions there. And also because this show also was aired in 2021, also it was the second year for our pandemic lockdown. So, you know, seeing the family, they actually moving together because of the COVID, it was so heartwarming. And to see the support and the conversation they have around the dinner table was one of the best. We will definitely talk about later. But first, you know, let's just sit and to think about the setting a little bit. How amazing it is. And before we talk about the other topics that reflect in the show, let's talk a little bit about Yu, who is the son, who is the grandson actually in the show, his relationship with his grandfather and father, also his writing. I found his writing is very interesting. Well, you know, because we all write, especially me, I write a lot, so that attracts me a lot. So different from his grandfather and father, whose grandfather is the editor, the chief editor, the biggest man in the political newspaper, and his father, who is a TV show producer, you focusing writing for news website involves with, you know, it's just like about the topic about life with this kind of minimal engagement in the political subjects. You know, as his boss is, you know, very big on concern about like having the news for all, but not the news for one generation or one typical type of group. Before getting this writer's job for this news website, Yu was actually had a not bad job at a factory, a home factory, that he was doing a lot of administration work. But because of the COVID, the company went bankrupt and he lost his job, and he started doing delivery job, like, you know, Uber Eats and those kind of thing. And one day he would deliver the food accidentally back to his childhood house, and he didn't even realize and recognize it was because, you know, it was really no one was taking care of it. And he met his reunioned with his grandfather and father, and his father was really big on like, you please move back, you don't have job now, let's all live together, you know, you can take care of the house and you get along with the grandfather, I don't, and then yeah, three of us, let's support each other together. When Yu's father was about to find a job for him in the news industry, Yu just got a job through one of his college uni friends. So, you know, Yu's written pieces most of the time is centered on food. Oh, by the way, the food is a big topic in the show because it's a family show, right? If it's a family show, of course, we need to have family cooking. We need to have someone making food. We need to have great recipes. But we will talk about that later. You know, the used pieces, the written pieces, that his articles is always about food, about life, and simply just about existence. Rooted in his, you know, grandfather's wisdom, and his writing carries a very, according to his grandfather said, a very distinctive like rhythm, like very good, which is offers the joy. I found the articles actually heroes echoes the same like, you know, this rhythm as this TV show. Lighthearted, even though this world was being in the center, like, you know, surrounded by the tsunami, this COVID things, and there's actually a lot of political scandal things are happening because of COVID. But his writing bring a just fresh air into the world, and also this show, this family TV show, also bring this, like, you know, very gentle like atmosphere into the TV show's industry that time. So the series is very undeniable, talking about every day and just tell us that, you know, being existing in this hard time is already need to be celebrated. We all need to be celebrate the effort that we make for life. This effect of his writing is really on the large end attribute to the relationship, like spending in the three generations, and then also coupled with the atmosphere with the within the comfortness. I couldn't help but notice that the relevant unfamiliarity in the relationship between the three of them. Like, for example, the son and the grandfather haven't, you know, crossed the path in actually over two decades. They haven't talked for two decades. But he moved back home because, you know, the father was inviting him. But the funny thing is, because he moved back, because they spent more time together, even though the son actually was they were not biologic, like blood related, he was actually bought by the wife, the ex-wife of the father. It's not their kids, but he just like having this great personality that he actually rebonded with the grandfather within a very short time. And also because he had experienced a lot in his life, he was able to, you know, understand adulthood a little bit more and to reconnect with his father and his grandfather. You know, but giving this backdrop is truly remarkable how they can be able to open their heart during the hard time and to receive and welcome each other back. So both the father and the grandfather, you know, process on how like disappointment about like you is working for this online magazine, like because they were like, oh, you see, as I mentioned, like they think the newspaper is the king and this prince or something, and the royal prince is the TV news channel. And then this whatever newspaper, like news website online thing, is kind of like they don't know how to receive it, as they don't know how to receive this young guy Yu's existing. But slowly, when they start actually reading it, because it's easy to read, right? It's easy to read. The language is very like friendly, and the topic is very heart-related. So therefore, is give them the permission to receive the nature of the sun, and also foster understanding and resolutions about like not just the three relationship among them, but also the relationship between the three different generations. Of course, we need to be, the newspaper need to be more open, right? The newspaper need to accept other format of the media exist. And the TV shows can actually use the online news and to benefit to make more interesting topic. And also the news online, the new news website online can take things more seriously and to serve more different group of people and attract more audience. And also, back to the topic, why the screenwriter Oishi, she wants to portray a family, three generations for this show, is also she wants to talk about what the truth, the news is always looking for. So there is some spoiler alert, but it's okay. I think this won't tell you too much. so here's the thing is that the Yu's mother passed away accidentally, and he was being told as a kid that his mom passed away was due to work. She passed away for an accident happened during work time. She did not understand what is happening, and because now he's adult and he's working in the news field, right? The online news field is still a news industrial field, and then his research attached with his father's job as a producer and news show, and also his grandfather, he starts slowly finding the truth about his mother's death. And this is actually what is the, you know, the thing, the center of the topic they're trying to argue is, you know, the accuracy for the news. Like, do you really believe the news online? Do you believe the news in the newspaper or the TV show? And also talks about, like, you know, the path of truth, finding the fact and finding the truth. And also, when the truth is revealed, are we all ready to receive it? How we're going to receive it? So, you know, the section that uncovers the truth have been like of the mother and the intense past, and then the entire drama, even though this is so intense, like use his writing in this intense world about his writing, is still very gentle. You know, there is no intense for request for the justice. There are some moments, but it's just like a silver raid of the whole wholesome dinner. You have this big hot pot for sukiyaki in the middle. It's very hot and very heated conversation. But you have this melt thing that they're making, and the miso soup and the rice to ease everything down. It's like making light of a heavy burden. And I think that's the purpose of the show. When we're all chasing the truth, is there anything else that we forget? Are we too focused on the truth and forget that there are other things we need to take care of? And also for the news in that show, it's like, yeah, this is what you guys are looking for, but is this really the truth? Even though this is really the truth, then what? Are then we all need to take care of ourselves after? This show really, you know, very mindful and then naturally drawn the old things together about family, about power, also about the news and truth, but explaining how this family can effortless to hold this empathy towards to each other and to show the humanity. Also, as I mentioned, because this is a family-oriented show, the food, and especially the food making and the conversation around the dining table is very highlighted in each episode. So you know, he plays as a significant cookery role, like in the TV show. I believe my listeners already understand, you know, why I'm featuring this show now. But yes, it is all about food and cooking, and it's all about nurturing a love language. So as we discussed in the What Did You Eat yesterday's episodes, that we explored the representations of males in the kitchen and portrayed the food making in the contemporary Japanese pop culture, particularly in the relation to feminism and femininity. Yu, who is, you know, played by Aiba Masaki, representing the labor period. The labor period is start from 2019, I think so, and then maybe, yes. So it just stands apart from his grandfather and father generation in that, you know, he actually willing to takes the charge of the household duties. The moment that he enters his old childhood house, the first thing that he did was cleaning the messy kitchen without anyone asking him. He handles housework, grocery shopping, cooking, devotes the time to listen, you know, to listen to the conversation from his dad. And he left this like a snack for his dad to drink at very late night after work. And he just took the roles to nurturing the whole household. Usually those roles are for females to do. you know, through his care, like, you know, this is definitely a manifestation of the femininity, and to explain the power of nourishment, it's empowerment. It's not who does the housework, who's supposed to be mistreated. No, that's not the topic here. The thing that the writer wants to say and to deliver is there is a power in the nourishment, and who gives the nourishment is empowerment. So through, you know, youth care, along with the sharing of the, you know, the hearty home-cooked food, meals, you know, enhancing like a countless numbers of the conversations that unfold at the dining table. Good food make people feel happy, and make you feel happy, feel excited, you tend to share more. So once again, cooking emerges as a language of love, right? Here is youth love and also a communal activities. Because of food brings three of them together, and they start sharing their day, sharing their thoughts, and to encourage this, all the great conversation happen. So in the first episode, for example, you know, the day that Yu chooses to move in with his father and grandfather, three of them sat together, had sukiyaki together for dinner. In the middle, it was really like steaming hot, like sauna summer, like without air conditioner because COVID, this person supposed to come and to repair it never showed up. Three of them opened the electronic fan, put them on the side, and just like, you know, just love and eating this warm food. And they sweat a lot, but they still enjoy it because of the enjoyment, the happiness they're holding each other. It is on this day that the grandfather Kang, he's like very briefly adds milk to the sukiyaki pot. See, sukiyaki, you always have like this like soy sauce with sugar, and you have tomatoes and some vegetables, and then have the beef, right? Most of the time it's the beef slice. And then he add milk to the pot. And then, you know, he says in this way, he says like, this is how we die and how we eat in the wider household. Beef and milk both come from the cow, and there's no doubt that they will get along so well for each other. Try this. And they say, oh, this is actually very good. I was really confused about this technology, but I tried one day. It's actually working really well. So if you get a chance to eat the sukiyaki, you know, in the future or anytime soon, please give this a try. Put milk in the sukiyaki. And then, you know, but also later on, the audience like me, we realized that this remark a very important view here, or point here, that the grandfather Khan has long regretted Yu as his grandson, that he just regret the time that he didn't spend enough with Yu, being able to listen to Yu's to complain or asking for help and guidance. So that's the moment when he pour the milk into the sukiyaki pot, that he has decided to take Yu and his win, kind of telling Yu that son, father, and grandfather, we are a family. There's no reason I can't get along with you, even though I'm going to try. So this is how he's making his effort and his love language, that I love you, please stay, and we're going to spend time together. It is actually a truly beautiful moment. And then interestingly, like in the behind scene videos, I watch a lot of those, like the making of the show. Just want to, you know, it's not because I'm a fangirl, it's more that this is one of the show I really want to know how they make the production during the COVID restrictions. So in the behind the scene videos is show the actors occasionally that they, when they're eating, they just missing the timing to deliver their lines. They just eat and then forgot what the best time to talk. and were they struggling with this mouthful of food and how to make and then how hard it to make a clear a conversation and say their words clear when they still have a lot of food like in their mouth, and it requires them to repeat many retakes when they're doing the filming. So, but by the way, that the sticky food, like you know, the sticky food natto, like the bean, is actually the hardest to film because it's too sticky in their mouth to find a time moment to speak. They all complain about natto because natto usually will show up on the table for the breakfast. So all the food that they're making in the show is all home cooking. It's not hard to make, and all the food and recipes are crafted by a very well-known couple, and their name is Mr. and Mrs. Kuchi. They have their food cooking channel on YouTube, also on Instagram. So, you know, they have very precisely designed the recipe and the dish to go along well with the storyline, and then like a wide range of the home cooking recipes you can find is on Instagram. I will have the link in the description box. It's called Youth Kitchen, and then it is actually at @watayu_recipes. I actually went on there so many times just to, you know, to to take a look at the recipe and actually to make food for myself. It's very easy to make because you is a male making the food, right? So here's the tricky thing. Because you is the male who are making the food and take care of the household, and then because he have to also work and to write, so they kind of give him this like very handy recipes to make, then can also to save the time that he can still have to do his job on the side, which I think is suitable for a lot of people who are living in city these days. So take a look. It's actually very great to get like a recipe like this on Instagram, easy to look at and to follow and learn from it. And here's another topic that the writer want to discuss in the show is what defines a family. So upon moving into the house and beginning to, you know, relearning and unlearning his grandfather and father, he found this like step on this like very old oil painting that is that captured his parents and grandparents, and then the grandparents was on the front row. He's also on the front row, and the parents are on the second row. It's a family portrait. It's very beautiful, but you know, he was just a child when this portrait was being created. He was scared. He was overwhelmed with the fears when he first time saw it. It was, this is so old, what kind of thing that I'm looking at? So he ran away. And it appears that you hasn't, you know, at that time, hasn't found the joy or he hasn't found his right place within the household. That's his deepest fear, that he was not being accepted. He was being rejected. And he always felt that he's not part of the family because he's not biological related to his father. So he ran away. He doesn't want to face his fear. But in the narrative, you know, Yu's father and grandfather, even though they're not biologically related to him, they still showing their care and their love to him. But he left. He left his father the moment he entered university. After his mom passed away, he just lives alone with his dad. So Yu just, you know, he wants to be polite. He always polite when the first time period that he moved into the house. He always polite and somehow showed a little bit distant, really. But however, you know, as the story progresses, it becomes of clear evidence to all the audience that Yu begins to, you know, showing his guardedness and displayed a more, you know, youthful part of himself as a child in front of his father and grandfather. And he sometimes being a little bit needy, being like, tell me why? And that was just a kid. He allows himself to be a kid in front of those two, father and grandfather, that he was able to find a safe space to be a child again. I think that's the moment actually his inner child revealed. And then he shares his emotions, discusses his dating lives with his grandpa, joins in his dad's like a very late night drinking conversations over the drinks, and even, borrows his grandfather's suits, go on dates. Like, grandfather is a very, he dates a lot, he had a lot of girlfriends, and just talk this kind of easy topics together. And, those three individuals really rebound themselves eventually and realizing that they're truly to be there for each other. But when I was watching it, honestly, I start also thinking, like, what defends a family? What defends a home? And then what the family there for? So, also in the show, like, the topic, like, wadake no otoko dachi, the K is actually in Chinese characters, home, ie, or like jia in Chinese, is if you look at the Chinese characters, it's a roof with a pig under the roof. It's a pig, like a roof with a pig beneath it. And a family is a home that in Chinese characters, family, jiating, is actually a home with a courtyard style. So very clearly to me, if we just look at the characters, there's actually no obvious reference that the people who are belong to this really have to have the blood relationships. There's no reference for that. So, just as Shohei, the dad, the father in the show, mentioned several times to you that you get along with grandpa. That's all. We eat together, we celebrate together, we share together, and at this point, we are a family, this is a family, and this is us. Yu was really being disturbed by the fact that he was not blood related to those two men. However, a family, a chosen family, even that we say all the time, is really the people you're able to share, able to celebrate together, to be vulnerable together, to be hold and take care of together. So perhaps use, initial resentment to acknowledge his family existence is the fears associated with this, like the loss of his mother. But at the end, he really holds, he has the oil painting. He actually took the oil painting from the studying room, from his grandpa's old studying room, and put it on the wall, and he gazed at it. He looked at his mom, and he thought about the future, and he just wanted to be with them forever. And that's the moment he found his spot. He accepted, he held his inner child, faced his fears, and he told himself, I'm here, and therefore, I am here. So there's actually no logic arguments like against, they're the three of men, their families bonded. Much like the grandfather comments once in the show that at Wada family, we add milk to sukiyaki. It cannot help but turn out that they are all both that the beef and milk are all from the cow. So also, there's no denying that there's death just as a family, because the old last name is Wada, and for them, they are the men from the Wada household. Metaphors. Metaphor matters. And I think in this show, they did a great job. So, very easy, very obvious, straightforward for this show that from the newspapers to televisions and now to the internet or the news on the three medias. And from Showa to Heisei and going to the era of Reiwa. And from Kan to Shohei and finally you. Like those three generations, three individuals united together as a family once again during the COVID time. So, well, you know, the initial purpose of creating this family drama was to critique the media industry and the truthness of the news that we're reading and watching every day. It's just, you know, still exhales of this old healing power that resonates with the themes of the love and human relationship, which is so amazing. It was also very nice for me to rewatch this, but also I remember the first time I watched it was right after a year after Alice's last concert. So seeing Aiba Masaki was doing an outstanding job in these productions, I was so proud. But you know, can you believe that? Like, let's don't talk about the challenge that they faced with their agency right now, but like, can you believe that it had been 3 years past since we last saw Alice together? Wow. So I hope you like this episode. You had fun listening to it. As for now, the TV show isn't available in English. I personally translate all the dialogue that referenced in this episode, which will be listed in the reference session. This episode is written by me, Cordelia, and edited by Grace. Thank you again for listening, and I will talk to you soon in our next episode.